Mm-hmm. You're not the kind of girl you see on TV. Won't even find me only in the streets. Oh, honey, I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweeter, tweeter, dabble, tweetin' daddy. Show people to tweet, dabble, tweetin' today. I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet a tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Day.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Sasha Frank podcast. This is the Introducing Sasha Frank series, and we're at episode 6. Last time we spoke, it was a completely different topic, but it's all my journey, of course. But a couple episodes, I actually mentioned that I would speak more about moving back home. So I kind of wanted to talk about that today. So I have a couple questions for you. So how many times have you questioned yourself and you felt like you did everything that you could, but nothing was panning out the way that you wanted to? You felt like you were making the right moves, you were taking the right turn instead of the left turn that people were persuading you to, and you felt like you were just doing everything that you were supposed to do, but things didn't pan out the way that you anticipated. Well, that was pretty much my story. That was pretty much the situation for me. When I graduated college, like I said, I moved in with a roommate. My first off-campus experience, and you know, the first thing I knew to do was to search for a job and to search for, you know, other opportunities where I can gain experience to kind of have a better resume to give me a step above, you know, all the other people applying for different jobs. And so I just knew to do that. And I knew that I had to move off campus because I was no longer supposed to be on campus because I graduated. And when things weren't kind of going the way that I thought to, I started to look for an internship, and then I started to think about going back to school. And so, like I said, I went back to school, and I was supposed to go back to school again for the next quarter, but things didn't pan out the way that I anticipated. And right when I thought things were going well, even though I was, you know, in chaos with driving back and forth and everything, then, you know, I was told I couldn't come back to school because, you know, there was an issue with money. Like, I couldn't get something. I don't remember exactly. And I just felt like my hopes were kind of shattered at that time. And then on top of that, like, my roommates, they were kind of having a little bit of friction between each other. And then my one roommate, she decided that she was going to move back home. And, you know, I was like, okay, they were having friction. So I was kind of like back and forth at my parents' house anyways. I didn't want to really be a part of any type of drama. And so, you know, I just kind of took it as what it was. And, but, you know, the one other roommate, he asked me if I wanted to actually be his roommate, but I decided not to because, you know, I was still trying to find a job that was full-time and part-time and all of that stuff. So for me, that was a situation. Like, I did all that I could, did all that I knew to do, and things just didn't pan out the way that I anticipated. And so I ultimately had to move back home. And like in the other episode, I told you that I felt like I was coming back a failure. I felt like I, you know, I had a degree, or at least I was waiting for it in a mail, in the mail. And, you know, I had everything that I felt that I needed, but here I was stuck in kind of a limbo process where I wasn't able to move forward. I kind of had to start from square one, at ground zero, and work my way through the process. It's also weird, if you think about it, because you come back and you see your old friends and your family members, and they're asking you all these questions, and you start to kind of compare yourself, and you shouldn't do that in that time or ever. But I started to see that people who didn't necessarily choose the same direction as me, they were able to, you know, they had a job and they had a car, some had houses, some were married and different stuff like that, and things were kind of working out for them. And here I was, where I chose the direction where I felt, you know, was the direction that most people were supposed to go. And I was struggling to even get my foot in the door. And I had a degree, but I had loans, and but I had, you know, I didn't have my own place, and I didn't have a job, and I didn't have a lot of other things. But here they were, they didn't necessarily go to college. They just, you know, worked and gained the experience, and they might have had, you know, a husband or wife, or if they were a male, and they just seemed like they were winning, and like it just didn't really add up. But in retrospect now, I'm learning to not allow different people's questions, or we shouldn't allow different people's questions to kind of make us feel a certain way. Because a lot of people would say, oh, you know, I would never move back home with my parents, or oh, I would never do that, like, you know, I would feel like a failure. And they would say, you know, a bunch of different gestures and a bunch of different side comments and remarks, but of course, like, everyone's journey is different. And looking at it now, also, you realize that it's all about perspective. Like, if you go into it and someone asks you that question, like, oh, where do you stay or whatever, you kind of, if you say it with confidence, then like they'll just kind of, you know, not really feed into it. But if you say, oh yeah, I had to move back home with my parents, then they might likely say, oh, I would never do that, or I feel sorry for you, or whatever the case might be. But what we don't know is sometimes those same people are people that don't even have that option to move back home. They, you know, maybe they lost contact with their parents, or their parents could have thrown them out at 18 and said, okay, you know, it's time for you to be an adult. You have to move out. You have to kind of find your path and find your way. And so they might not have that option. And so their intention behind their questioning or their answers or whatever is based on their biased opinion, or based on their bitterness towards their own parents, because they don't even have that option. So we have to look at people's hearts and their intentions, and we can't really take what everyone says for face value. And we have to look at perspective, like I said, because some people might say, oh, I would never do that, but they're having this, you know, big condo or this big apartment and spending all this money and having this high mortgage or high payment for a car, but they're struggling to pay their stuff. They're struggling to eat. They're not eating sometimes because they only have enough to pay for the flashy things that they're trying to afford, or trying to look like they're, you know, somebody. So now you have this opportunity to kind of be at your parents' house and just get a chance to know them on a different level. Before, you were a child when you left. You were only 18 years old, 17 years old, and you were just trying to find out who you are. And even though you don't fully know who you are, because we're always evolving, you kind of have, you know, your mindset. You've changed and you have evolved in the, you know, the 4 years or so. And this is your chance to get to know your parents as an adult and to just get a chance to glean from their wisdom and to realize that you're not going to always have your parents. And you're lucky enough to have your parents in this moment to be able to go back and to build your relationship and to deal with things that you may not have gotten a chance to deal with in the past. So just take that moment and savor it as long as you can, and use that moment to start planning for your future, to start saving money, like I said, and to take steps towards a better future. So this is the episode for today. I hope you did learn something, and I hope that your perspective did change from, you know, moving back home if you had to, or if you've known a friend who had to, or if you have to in the future. But it's all about being content wherever you are, and growing and continue to move forward no matter what life pushes your way. So I hope you guys enjoyed, and thank you so much for being a part of my journey and allowing me to be a part of yours. Hope you have a wonderful day. Stay tuned.